The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Live Off the Record with Chicago Lang is brought to you by Bahamas First, General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Tampa General Hospital, and Wendy's.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers are essentially the same. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands toll free on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas Channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. So, a couple of things I want to emphasize, focus on today. Starting with the annual ritual of the Ministry of Education and the Department of Education releasing BJC exam results continues. And I have not been able to go over the results in details, but I'm going to be honest with you. I have a broad sense of what happened. I don't need to go over the results in details. I don't. Because I could have told you last year that this year the results are going to be basically the same. They're going to be basically the same. They might in some area have a marginal increase, one percentage point or so here and there, or less than a percentage point or so, or one area might have a marginal increase, but essentially it's going to be the same. And you want to hear further news? It's going to be the same next year, and the year after that, and the year after that, as it was the previous years before. You say, well, Chivago, you know, and then we're going to get on these radio shows and we're going to get in these newspapers and we're going to have the same song and dance. Oh, we are the average people. We are the average people. And the public education system needs to be revamped. And the whole thing needs to be to start over. We're going to talk all that nonsense. All that nonsense we're going to talk over and repeatedly. Yeah, text me and call me and round me. We're going to talk all that nonsense over and repeatedly. Because the ritual that we do in the Ministry of Education, the Department of Education, and presenting the results and setting them up as we do creates fodder for that nonsense. So the results are pretty much the same. Far less of our students are getting C or better grades than we would like. And the difference between those who get C or better grades this year than those who got C or better grades last year is marginal. 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 Nothing to brag about one way or the other. Even if you say it's an improvement, even if you say it's an increase, even if you say it's a decrease, marginal. Nothing to brag about. Not an indication that anything has happened to move the needle in any material way. That's a reality. And why would that be surprising, folks? When you have thousands of students taking an exam, thousands of students who are being impacted by the same set of forces year in and year out, why would anyone think that the results will be markedly better in any one year? You know what it takes to move an average of thousands of inputs? It takes a lot. You have to move a lot of the individual units above that average significantly to drive the whole average forward. That's just basic statistic, basic math, basic law of averages. You can't do it unless you have some you would have to have an injection into the exam process of hundreds of students whose capacity to get at C and above where they were getting below C into the examination rooms in from one year to the next. How is that going to happen? Tell me what has changed materially in our education system, in our parenting system, in our cultural system, that would do that. Nothing. No one could document for me. No one could document for me what has changed materially between last year and this year, the year before last year and last year, and so forth and so forth, that would create such a movement in the result average for our students in math, English, or any other subject. Cannot. So why should I be shocked? I'm going to have the same discussion over and over. Oh, we're failing in our system. We're failing at this and we're failing at that, and so forth and so forth. I mean, what I'm saying is I can't be shocked that our results aren't much different than last year. And the people in education should really not even expect any significant changes unless they can point to some factor or force they have significantly moved forward to do that. And what is it? Is it a change in teachers? Is it a change in teacher profile? Is it a change in parent profile? Is it a change in student intellectual capacity? Where? Show me. Well, our exam results reflect for the moment the pool, the academic pool, as it relates to BGCSE and BJC examinations. Now, when you look at the pool, when you look at the results, right? Here's what is true. Our students perform better at the BJC level than they do at the BGCSE level. Think about that. They do substantially better at the BJC level than they do at the BGCSE level. Do you want to know what is true? The people who take the BGCSE are roughly the same people who take the BJC. So why the difference? And I can tell you that this difference is manifested in the Family Islands as it is in New Providence. We've looked at the numbers. We've looked at the results. Okay? At the Family Island level and the New Providence level at BJC, students do relatively well. 50%+ of them maybe get C or above. But then you get at BGCSE, and then the results decline in math and English. Why? Why? And do you also want to know something? On the math side of things, for almost 30 years, the results have been basically flat. I'm not talking about down and up and down. It's basically been basically flat. So whatever it is impacting upon math results isn't new. It isn't 10 years old. It ain't 15 years old. It's 20, 25, 30 years old. Right? It could be even older than that because we didn't look at results further than that. But the students perform better at BJC than they do at BGC. Same students. Same students. Now, in English, we've seen improvements in English results over time as compared to math results. Improvements. I mean, material improvements. Not yet a year, but from decade to decade. We have some theories about why that is the case, too. But how come your students get to do okay, better at BJC than they do at BGCSE math? What's moving that? What's driving that? What's the difference? What might that tell us? Because I think it's telling us something. The fact that we have this stability in our performance in results for decades, what does that tell us? That tells us something. Because when a minister comes in office and becomes Minister of Education and thinks that, okay, now because our minister is going to get better, really? From year to year? Really? Okay. See how that works out. And so in an effort to try and grasp at something, you could have a 1% increase in something and they go, oh, well, it's an improvement. Yeah, but did you cause it? You miraculously appeared and all of a sudden our students can do math better. They can do English better. Boy, let me tell you something. There's one thing on this earth I don't ever want to fool myself. Honestly, I have no time for that nonsense. Fool myself for what?
somebody says math is not flat, it's worsening, a decline of 14.1% from last year. Okay.
So this is thank you for that, but this is part of what I'm saying. This is what I call day trading. So when you're doing analysis of movements, you have to be careful not to day trade, because in the course of a dynamic system, things move up and down, and there could be a one event reason for that or the other reason for it, right? So we don't do that. So for instance, we won't go in the pandemic in that year and see results and say, oh, but we did terrible and that makes for good analysis. We won't do that. What we do is we look for periods, because what we do in statistics, in research, is we might look for what we call a trend line. And the trend line is the straightest line you can pass through the many points. Because what it does is it tells you on balance, on average, whether something is moving upward or downward. You can't get a trend line just looking at one year to the next year. So we don't do that, right? So when I say flat, we're talking about a trend line. That's what we're talking about, a trend line of the results. And so I don't day trade. I won't come to you and say, because remember, I explained this to you guys before. Prime Minister gets a quarter result and the unemployment rate drops. And he says, oh, it's because our program is working. Then the next quarter, unemployment goes up. And then he says, oh, that's a seasonal glitch. Well, that's what happens when you day trade. That's what happens when you do faulty analysis, right? When you're doing complete analysis of something, you're looking for trends. You're not looking for a one up, one down. So I'd like for the Department of Education and the Ministry of Education to explain why the 14.1% decline. Go find me the force that did that. Why? Because if you can find the force that did that, you could reverse it. Right? But let me tell you how hard that is. Year to year, find the force that did it? Good luck with that. So I understand what has happened, but flatness cannot be a single point or 2 points in a series. It can't be. It has to be about sufficient data points in order to get a trend. That's what has to happen. And that's what we would have done in the research we did on factors affecting learning outcomes in the Bahamas recently. So nothing surprising for me. I mean, seriously, nothing surprising. Anything concerning? Well, the concern would have been set back multiple years now, decades now, right? That concern. What is it that is causing us to stay at this level of examination results? That's the big question. One which was paid some attention to by a recent study by the Government Public Policy Institute, but that's the big question, isn't it? What do we think? And it could only be, an attempt to isolate those factors by statistical, numerical, or quantitative, or qualitative research to try and get on it. So take, for instance, math. Here are some things I know from research about math, right? That math instruction, meaning what children come to learn about math, is heavily dependent on the level of math training of the teacher. Okay? Heavily dependent. If you go to some of the places where math performance is the best in Japan and some of them places, what you come to discover is the people who are teaching math don't have an associate's degree in math. They don't have a bachelor's degree. Many have a master's degree. Many have a PhD, right? Or many have been steeped in math training. Some are even engineers. In fact, one of the more results creating interventions in America is a private program enterprise called Mathnasium, I think it is. And many of the people who are tutoring the students in math are actually engineers. So whether you are degreed in math or you are not, what we know is math results improve with the level and extent of expertise of the math teacher. Why? Because there isn't only one way to teach math, but the other ways to teach math are most known to people whose math exposure and expertise is extensive. So that if a student gets stuck on one explanation for how to get a result in math, a expert at math, a person well-trained in math, can pivot and give you other ways of seeing the same problem. That's what expertise does. And so if you have teachers who are limited in their exposure and training in math, you may get less good results in math outcomes. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
Take the pressure off this school year with a BOB back to school loan. Borrow the funds you need for tuition, tech, and everything your children need to excel. Apply, get approved, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook, and you could win one of 3 Apple iPads. Offer ends September 4th. Terms and conditions apply. Back to school made easy with BOB, your bank of solutions.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
At Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, the action is hotter, and the excitement never stops. We're giving away thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From spin-off to spin rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
Wendy's is spicing things up this summer with the new Jalapeno Ranch Cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new Jalapeno Ranch Cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. So the results are out. And good luck with that, folk. Discussing that, I'm sure, I promise you I will not spend a lot of time on it. I won't. And I won't spend a lot of time on it next year. I won't spend a lot of time, if I'm here, or the year after that. You know, I don't want to be presumptuous about life. Because unless something, I would say, mere miraculous happens, I don't see us having substantial changes in that way, because human behavior born of significant realities in their lives, their home life, their environments, their cultures, their the systems in which they are steeped, don't move in big swaths. They don't. They move incrementally. They just, that's the reality. Unless something drastic, like you have to have a huge force. Well, one of the laws of thermodynamics says that a body in motion stays in motion unless met with an equal or a larger force, right? To stop it. And the same thing is true about, I think, inertia in a system like the education system. There are forces pushing the educational results in a certain direction. And to stop that and to reverse it, you need an equal or larger set of forces to push it in the other direction. And I don't see it coming no time soon. Not any time soon. I have not had anything articulated that would tell me it will, or anything of that nature. I heard the minister, the deputy prime minister, Chester Cooper, saying the other day how they want to produce 85% turnout in diplomas, graduations, or whatever that is. It's wonderful. I think setting high goals are important. You know, it gives you something to aim for, etc. But
good luck. That's what I would say. And I mean that. I mean that. Because once you set a goal, the more important thing than the goal is finding a strategy to actually get you there. And in the education system, strategy can mean just the government deciding they can spend money here, or do this, and do the next thing. That's not just strategy. That army of teachers who have to deliver up that learning, one, they have to be on board, but two, they have to also be capable. And then not because they are incapable in and of their own selves, but you train the way you train, you've gotten acquired the skill you've gotten acquired, and you may not have what it takes to do the next level of thing. You just may not. So unless you're prepared to get them the skill and that they require to do the next thing, you can't get the results. That's the bottom line. And then you have the children coming to the learning exercise. And they're coming out of homes. And they're coming out of all kinds of homes. Oh, they're coming out of some homes, the mommy and the daddy, loving parents. Oh, wonderfully supportive parents doing the necessary to ensure that they have their basic needs met and that they are motivated and encouraged and loved and cherished. And then you've got children who are coming out of a totally opposite direction. Some of them in the middle coming out of mixed situations, etc. What you gonna do about that? Because a motivated teacher and a capable teacher confronting an unmotivated child and an incapable child, what's going to be the result? Same, right? So it's a tall order. And we might as well be realistic and stop trying to, man, listen, man. You know, they tell me I'm too dry. But I prefer, based on whatever knowledge and information I have, I could be convinced otherwise, to try to be as realistic about life as I can. That's what I prefer. I think all things are possible, but plenty of things are improbable. Just because it's possible don't mean it's probable. And the only way to get at the probable, the improbable possible, is to find that strategy that is capable of making the improbable possible, a reality. And I'm not convinced that it exists in the British education enterprise yet. Am I like plenty of people who are down on the education enterprise and the bombs? I am not. I promise you, I am not. I do not share lots of views by lots of people in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas about the public education system of bombs. I do not. I am not a downer on the teachers of our country and the educators of our country. I am not. We are largely in this country a product of them and the parents who have made a civil, literate people and numerate people. So I am not on a public education system. Do I believe it can do better and can perform better? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I am not going to dog nod down the system. I couldn't care if the PLP was in, the FNM is in, the DNA is in, the ZOI is in. Based on the current state of things, I'm not down in that system. No, I'm not. I ain't going to dog it. I'm not going to come on television and talk, but it need to be revamped. I know. We need to start over and all that kind of nonsense talk. I won't do it. because the facts just don't bear that out. And besides, it's highly irrational to talk about revamping an education system. I mean, just anyone who understands a system, understands what it is, understands in particular the education system revamp, meaning what? Meaning what? What does that mean actually? And I've heard that for years and years and years. Revamp the system. No. Anyways, we have to pay our respects to our sponsors once again. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago, and I'm your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Letting you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down.
up early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Free monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply.
Managing your investments just got easier with RF Bank and Trust. You can now deposit funds directly into your investment account from any local bank using your brokerage cash account number. It's simple, secure, and funds are available within 1 to 2 business days. Just log into RF Online to find your account number, add RF Bank and Trust as a payee in your preferred banking app, and send your funds directly to your RF account. To learn more, visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust, money at work.
Water connects us. It shapes our islands, our culture, our communities, and our future. The Current, Echo, in partnership with Bahama Conservation and Sustainability, invites artists to submit work for At the Edge of the Water, a special exhibition presented during Bahama's Climate Week. Artists are encouraged to explore themes including climate change, coral reef degradation, marine pollution, sustainable fishing, water conservation, and the cultural and historical significance of water. Selected works will be featured at The Current, Echo at Bahama, with the exhibition opening September 17th. The submission deadline is August 30th, 2026. Artists should submit an artist statement, exhibition proposal, up to 3 images of their work, an image list, current CV biography, and contact information as a single PDF. Submit your application to Avria Wright at avria.wright@bahamar.com. At the Edge of the Water, art inspiring dialogue, awareness, and action.
Back to school just got easier at Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. We've got school shirts with official embroidered logos for R.M. Bailey, S.C. McPherson, A.F. Adderley, Kingsway, Queens College, L.W. Young, and many more. From shirts and blouses to jumpers, skirts, shorts, and pants, we've got uniforms for almost every school in the Bahamas. So, skip the stress and shop at Carey's today. Call us at 393-0758 or 817-0758. That's Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, but back to school shopping is a breeze.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, bless. Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I hope you're doing well.
Right here, man. I'm good. I'm good. Thanks.
You know, Mr. Lang, you know, the proverb, the old proverb says, hard-headed boy don't make good soup. You know, Madam President, Vincent has been telling the Ministry of Education that's going to take them 200 years for them to move the grade, the average 1 point. I mean, they're beating a dead horse. Just like you said, there's so much moving parts there. If you want all A, Bs, and Cs, and you put the children who are capable of giving you the A, Bs, and Cs, and you will get the 100% passes or whatever.
Hold on. I want you to say that slower so people can understand. Because what you're saying is, the students who we know can get A to C, if only them take the exam, oh, you can get the great result.
Yes, it's like, you know, you had to, you know, I taught at a private school, right? And you had to be recommended to sit the exam. Everybody could. I mean, at the time, with some the GCs and BJCs as well, right? But you had to be recommended by the teacher. You know, the teacher who would have taught you for the last 3 years or so, whatever, from grade 9 to 12 or 7 to 9, whatever. They know your capabilities. You know, I mean, there's some students who were borderline, so you could probably just slip them in there. so on and so forth. But if you just like you say, that some students, they don't even come to school for half of the year. They don't, some don't even show up to the exam. And all that is a part of the mix. And so if one of the private school principal made a statement years ago, if you want all A, B's, and C's, then put those students. But just like Madam President said, we know everybody's not going to be academic. You know, everybody don't even, you know, you get your students to a certain level that they can be functionally numerate and
but
illiterate in order for them to survive. But some children are just frustrated, like Carlos would say, we doing all of these things, would be knowing a need and whatnot, and the children don't perform.
But you taught. So here's where I think education made the mistake at the beginning, at the very beginning. Remember we switched from GCEs to BGCSEs,
right? Right, 1994.
Okay. Okay. Do you know why that switch happened? Because wasn't there anything wrong with GCEs? Why did the switch happen?
But you know, they said because in the whole Caribbean, you know, the Caribbean exam, you had the CXC,
no,
right?
No,
and the
no, that wasn't
didn't want to be a part of the.
No, that wasn't
regional,
that wasn't why we did it. That wasn't why we did it.
Exam, they said, according to this is what Mr. I think Mr. Garvey.
No. Let me tell you why we did it. The Caribbean moving there to their own exams was one thing, but the main reason why we did it was this. Just like you said, in order to take GCEs, you had to be recommended. Not everybody took GCEs. So I took GCE chemistry, physics, integrated science, human biology, physics with chemistry. I took all five of those subjects because I was recommended for them, right? Now, but what we had was 20% of all of our students graduating high school with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
With GCEs. And
right,
80%
right.
with nothing. 80% with absolutely nothing to say what they were capable of. Nothing. Okay? So an employer wants to know, can you read? What level can you read at? Do you have any math skills? Well, nothing. You had to be one of us, a GCE student with math, English, and chemistry, and all these other subjects. So what education did was adopt a grade descriptive program.
Mm-hmm.
Called the BGCSE, so that what the BGCSE is capable of saying is, yes, you got a D, but a D
right.
means you can
that
read
you
at this level. You can
right.
do math at this level. It didn't mean
right.
you're dumb. It doesn't mean you're dumb.
Right.
It
right.
just
yeah.
meant that you're not able to do math at this mm-hmm. level. You could go and use a cash register and do the basic subtraction
right.
and addition and stuff, but you can't do that other stuff. So that was the reason for it. So now all the students could take that paper at the level they were recommended for.
Right. Yes. I
but,
mean,
but now,
that...
but guess what we do? But guess what education comes and does then? Now it comes and says to people, oh, 10% of our kids got A to C. This percent got, instead of saying, we have this number of kids who can do math at this level. We have this
right.
number of kids who can do math at that level. It's on the grade descriptive. So they set a marker on those exam results that have children marked to this day as D students, and plenty of people who are ignorant about the system keep spitting it out.
Yeah. And even though there have been attempts to educate people about the D and what
yes.
the D doesn't
Absolutely.
Really mean that you're failed, you know. I mean, that's, because a D student, especially like subjects like math, which has so
yeah.
many, you know, components to it, that just a
yes.
child may just fail in one particular area, but he's capable
yes.
of doing basic, you know, his computation is good and everything else. Just that one or two
yes.
areas that he's kind of weak in, he or she may be weak in. So
that wouldn't permit him to get a C or B or A grade. Just
right.
like most of the Bahamian adult population today, including professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Including
yes.
professionals.
Yes.
If we gave the BGCSE exam to all the adult professionals in Bahamas today, a significant portion of them would not pass that exam. They get a D or less.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, to be honest, it was like I didn't get a C. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I might get a C, but it's possible I could get a D.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean because especially a subject like math, you have to do calculus, trigonometry, all of those other things. But half the things that you don't even use, even in the banks that require these things, you don't use. You already know your basic percentage. You can compute mentally and whatnot. Yes. So that you don't even use all of them things. So if you are studying for engineering or something, those type of degree, or you're going to use these things, but they make a part of the syllabus.
Listen to me, Jeff. I have people who students who take calculus, and I ask them, why do you take calculus? They don't know. They don't even know what calculus does.
No.
I said, do you know that calculus is the means of finding the slope of a curve? Because you can't use it doing the normal right angle triangle way.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's why. I said, but you unless you are someone working in a lab or in engineering in certain ways, you ain't gonna use calculus one day of your life.
Right. So, you know, we really have to, and Madam President has spoken to this on numerous occasions, to stream these students, to put those students, you know, and I know some people say, streaming and whatnot is not good for something. But I think sometimes if you have a very intelligent group, like they feel like, you know, they want to advance, but these other ones are keeping them back. So you put them in, you know, some students, they're just academic. They just won't go. You know what I mean? Other students, they just won't work with their hands and do other little stuff. And, they don't want to be frustrated with all of these things. You know, all you want to do is prepare the child for life to draw out what God has put into them, man.
Absolutely. Yeah,
thanks, Mr. Lang. Have a good day, man.
No, thank you, man. This Texas, what you said, Mr. Lang, it sounds like DEI instead of merit. I don't know what DEI is, and I don't know what you mean by DEI versus merit. But what you are saying sounds to me like you just don't understand. Okay? I'm sorry. You don't understand. I could promise you, I could give you my PGCSE right now. You, and you would not pass it. Wouldn't pass it. I could give you English. What's a gerund without looking it up? Come on, man. Let's be real. Let's stop talking nonsense and be real. All right? I try to instill in my children to have a curiosity about the world. You want to learn to read because reading helps you to be able to learn about your world and therefore to be able to navigate it better. You want to learn math because math helps you to learn to calculate, and calculating is about figuring things out and problem solving. So I want my children to strive and to be excellent at all kinds of things, but I ain't prepared to be judging and assessing my children's life on the basis of, you got a E in your BGCSE exam? Oh, I see. And all of them matriculate to university. I didn't say any of them got D's now. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabaga Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news break.
Take a stand, everybody.
See Live Off the Record with Shabaga Lang is brought to you by Bahamar, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bank of the Bahamas, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Everybody Wins, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, Tampa General Hospital, and Wendy's.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send me know that you're not alone.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands, toll-free on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. let me share some with you all, because I've noticed that a lot of people have this issue, right? So I have this American guava tree in my yard. It's the ones that reproduce guavas, honestly, the size of avocados. I'm talking about the big avocados, right? But for 2 years, it's been bearing. 2 years prior to this year, bearing. And every time I go and pick one of them and salivate at the prospect of eating them, when I open them up, what you thinking? No, you know, they're full of worms. We say worms, but they are really the larva of the fruit fly. And it's not the ordinary house fly. It's the fruit fly. They lay their eggs inside the guava, and what we see is those eggs, and the larva eats away at the inside of the eggs. Some people still eat them. They don't care. I've done it before. But some people can't take it, and I can't really take it right now to see them. But some people, what you could do is you can dig out the inside and just eat the flesh, or you know what I mean, or use the flesh to make guava duff and stuff like that. Anyways, I told you all early this year, when my stuff started to bear, I put these bags. They are fruit bags around the guava. I mean, I'm talking about over 100 guava I had to put these fruit bags around. So I wanted to give you the results. So I made one mistake. These are huge. These grow huge. When they grow too big, they fill up the bag. And so now the fruit fly can actually get to them. So you have to pick them early enough so that the fruit fly can't get to them, and then let them ripe on their own. But I can tell you one thing, man, I have been enjoying my guavas. Some didn't fare well, but I've been enjoying my guava. Oh, man. And so just in case, and where did I get the bags? I got the bags from Amazon. I picked them up from Amazon. Do we have a caller on the line? Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, great show, Miss Lang. How you doing?
Hey, right here, man. Right here. What's going on?
Yeah, boy, I really wish it was my maths teacher where it was. I had experience with maths, right, with algebra. Now the teacher was teaching algebra, right? So afterwards, x times y plus x, this, that, and x, right? So the teacher asked me, well, if any students have any questions. So I stand up and I raised my hand. Teacher said, okay, so-and-so, ask you a question, right? I say, well, okay, at which point in my life would I ever need to use algebra? Because I never saw my parents use it, right? The teacher responded to that was, you need to take a walk outside to burn off some of the energy. Mr. Lang, I really wish it was my math teacher to properly explain to me.
I've used algebra a lot in my ordinary life. I mean, particularly as someone who studied economics, sometimes where I have formulas for stuff, where I know if the formula has three variables, and if I know the result and I don't know one of the variables, I'm able to calculate that variable using what I learned in algebra.
Mr. Lang, the only time I use algebra is why do I want to talk to my ex? That's it.
In the ordinary course of a lifetime, most people will not use many of the things they theoretically learn. But what I tell my kids is that it doesn't matter that you won't necessarily use this stuff. What matters is what it is doing to your brain, what it is doing to teach you retention, to teach you recall, to teach you problem solving and these kinds of things. And so if that's the system we're going to be in, I want you to absorb and soak up as much of that as possible and not be concerned that you won't use it, because for the meantime, your job is learning. That's your job. So you don't have no, whether you're going to use it or not, your job is learning this part of the learning process. Now, when you come out, this is one of the reasons why I say professionals take the math BGCSE exam right now. They're going to fail at it because they haven't been doing those manipulations in a long time. Many of them forgotten. You are people who, you get a problem that says 1 plus 3 divided by 2 times 6 divided by 3 and so forth. And somebody says, okay, now calculate that. Plenty of people will even not understand the rules of what manipulation follows what. You know, you bracket, you do the stuff in bracket first, right? And then you'll have to learn to bracket things. And so people ain't gonna remember all of that stuff. So when they go to do these exams, they can fail at it. And you ain't gonna say you're dumb. How you could be dumb? You're still a lawyer. You're still a banker. It's just nonsense, dog. Nonsense. You know, if a student walks into your organization and that student is incapable of reading fluidly, if that student is incapable of sounding out words, if that student is unable to tell you what they learned from what they read, that student is a person who's failed at the most basic realities and useful functionalities of English. If you go on to meet a student, that student can't do basic manipulations of numbers, divisions and additions and subtractions and, you know what I mean, these kinds of things. And to do it at a pace that can allow them to be productive in a place where that person has failed at the basic functionality of numeracy. Right? This is what we're talking about. But to be trying to judge me on exam results, I got a D in art. A D in art. Okay? I got a D in geography. And I can promise you I know more geography. I know the U.S. map better than most Americans. I know the world map better than most people. Right? I know lots of things about geography. Right? But My GCE geography result was terrible. I got a D, right? And I probably still get a D if they gave me that again today. But I got an A in physics. I got an A in chemistry. I got an A in physics or chemistry. I got a B in math. I got an A in human biology. So am I dumb or what? I don't know. We just have to get it right. That's all I'm saying. We just have to get it right. This text says, people just pirate anything out of MIGO with no understanding of what they're actually saying as if it somehow makes them enlightened. That is true. That's very true. So Sweet Guava's a nice man, especially how you stated that they are huge, huge. I'm talking about, listen, one of them guavas is a meal. Need to give a 15-minute lesson on home garden. I ain't got no greens on that foot. Well, I don't either, but I do what I can. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Mr. Lang. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
All right. Listen, I'd like to get your feedback, right? This is almost in alignment with what you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and I've encountered so many of them over the last decade, persons who are even up at the master's degree level, right? And they simply can't execute, right? What's your thoughts on persons who fall in that category? Seem to be putting so many pressure on our little ones as it relate to the BGCSEs and repeating. And I always thought when I was if you're going to test me, right? Test me on what we went over. But don't pull a surprise test on me. And nothing that we went over is on the test. And expect me to retain, but I'll hang up and listen to your feedback.
Yeah, man. Good questions. First of all, you can't if you're testing somebody on something they didn't learn, then you're not really testing them, right? Unless you're testing them to see what they know. But if you're testing me on what you instructed me on, then you're testing me. If you are testing me on what you didn't instruct me on, either you are trying to know what I know, or you're failing at the whole notion of testing, right? That's why there's a curriculum, the curricula in the education system, and teachers are supposed to teach to the curriculum, and then they're supposed to test to the curriculum. So if you have a misalignment in that, you can get poor results as well, okay? The other thing is, okay, so a bachelor's degree, an associate's degree, a master's degree, a PhD is suggestive of the capacity of somebody. Okay, it's suggestive. At the bachelor's level, it shows a fundamental, foundational, higher learning order of knowledge in a particular subject area. At the master's and PhD level, you're talking about scholarly work. So somebody's supposed to have scholarship in that area. So their immersion in a subject is supposed to be sufficient to allow them to have a kind of a fluid, comprehensive enough understanding of that subject matter. Now, bear in mind, even at the master's level, you concentrate. So I could do a master's in economics, but my concentration is in microeconomics, not macro. So if you test me in macro, you might find me less capable in macro than I am in micro. Same thing with micro versus macro. You could also, my concentration might be in anthropological economics, which means then that's where my concentration is. So if you try to test me in macroeconomics or microeconomics, you might find me wanting. But if you test me in the anthropological economics, you might get a different thing. The same thing with behavioral economics or any other subject where people tend to concentrate. So masters and PhDs don't mean, even for the particular area you're in, that you are a master at everything. That's not what it means. It means that in the area of concentration, you have done the necessary to prove a level of proficiency that institution has awarded you a degree signifying your expertise in that area. So yes, people who are and people who have masters and PhDs, you know, they can in the real world demonstrate a deficiency of capability in many areas. So I don't get enamored that I have a master's or somebody else has a master's or a PhD. But when that person demonstrates what their degree indicates, then you say, okay, wow, okay, there you go. That's it, okay. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Brother Lang. How you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Yeah, you know, I like the show because you're being truthful, right? And so even with your grades and all that, but I'll share this with you, right? And I just really grasping what you're saying, why they changed from O levels, which is the GC, to the BGCSE. But like you, I got some high grades and some average. But I was always wondering why would they say a D, right? Because when I was in COB, I got 70% in genetics from Diamond Bio, right? And the teacher gave me, I think it was a C, you know, or C minus. And I'd asked him, why would he do that? I didn't understand fully, but I just if the 70% was a C minus or C at the time, obviously a D doesn't make someone a dummy. And I won the geography subject prize, right? But that O level exam is not an easy exam. The O level geography. Would you agree, Mr. Lang? O level geography.
I don't know if it wasn't easy. I suspect it did have a certain level of you know, because it's mostly recall. It's like information and recalling facts. So it isn't even problem solving.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because the questionnaire, the reality question in the O level was kind of different from what they're doing now, because I look over some of the syllabus. But as it relates to math, which I was never a master of, you make me realize how I'm a dummy. But really, when I started to chemistry at college level, and then I saw, even though I dropped out, right, the thing is, I realized things like extended fraction indices, they were needed for things like calculating radioactive lifespan algorithms, mm-hmm. and complex mathematical problems. And algebra have some complex problems. And so one of the things I do realize is a lot of people are lacking in the metric scale, like the metric system. because it's vast, it's huge, you always use that. But I don't think D is a bad grade, like how people be saying, because if...
Well, to your point, 52, think about it this way. So let's say 70 is a C, let's say, and 69 is a D.
What?
And you get, every grade level... Every grade level, this is true. Every grade level starts at a certain point. So yes. A is 90, for instance. So 89 is a B.
Yeah, but I mean, to so me, the, not cutting you off, but no, they, so saying, AI to I'm, me, at this no, age, I still don't
difference,
know.
No, I'm saying the difference between me being an A student and a D student is 1 point on this grading system.
But I say this, Mr. Lang. There was a lady, a black lady from the States, I think. They said she was one of the first to get a PhD in math. And so I obviously would respect something like that, given the fact that irrational numbers kicked my behind for years. Have a good day.
Thank you, man. Okay, brother. All right, this text says, Mr. Lang, former Prime Minister Hubert Ingham made some rather, at F&M event, made some rather nonsensical comments about the F&M needing to go find a leader who can win an obvious snipe at current F&M leader Michael Pintard. Which day this week will you address this matter on your show? I got some choice words for your mentor, Mr. Ingram. I am going to be dealing with it. I am going to be dealing with it for sure. So I was told that I go to school to learn how to learn, how to use the information and method. That's the best way to approach the learning exercise, I think. This text says, Mr. Lang, when I took the BGCSE in 1991, they just transitioned from GCE. A lot of stuff on those exams were not taught to the students. Thank God for analytical skills. That's true. They're telling us now that, some people, teachers are not necessarily teaching to the test, you know. This says, afternoon, I trust all is well. Don't want to take you off course, but do you mind spending a few minutes on what I perceive to be lavish spending by MPs with reference to back to school, Christmas, and other times during the year? Is this what representation has come to? Who can throw the biggest party? Whose pockets are deep? That's not new. They've been doing that for ages, right? Anyway, talking about education, I have to say, the NASA Guardian points this out. Candia Dames, I think, did a story on this, where she points out that Jobeth Colby Davis, who is the Minister of Energy, Aviation, and the like, went to Middle Tennessee University to participate in the signing of an amended agreement between Middle State University and I think the government over on aviation training. Agreement that was signed last year by Deputy Prime Minister and then Minister of Transport, Chester Cooper. And they amended the agreement. So last year, Chester Cooper, the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Aviation, went to Tennessee, flew to Tennessee to participate in the signing ceremony for this aviation training last year. He took a delegation of some folks from University of Bahamas. He took some folks from aviation to go and do this signing. Now, 1 year later, maybe even less than a year later, they amended this agreement and the Minister of Energy, Jobeth Colby Davis, flew to Tennessee, to Middle State Tennessee University, along with some UV representatives, some representatives from Department of Aviation, and the like, to go and participate in a signing of this amended agreement. So the question is, like, why? Even if it seemed okay to have some representation for the signing, okay. But we have not heard from the Minister of Energy since this crisis. For now, and to my count, it might be like 50 something more than 50 days. Have not heard. I think it's a little tone deaf to be signing something in Tennessee and we can't hear from you on BPF. I think there's something wrong with that picture, especially with regard to what the signing is for. An amendment to an agreement? And when you look at what was offered as the explanation for the amendment to the agreement, a pearl program has been injected into this agreement. And that means the pearl is an abbreviation for Partnership in Education Excellence, Aviation Research and Leadership. Reading Candia Dames's article, it wasn't clear to me what the amendment exactly is seeking to achieve. It talks about collaboration among and a task force for interagency cooperation and collaboration, but that's on this side of the Bahamas. Well, you got to be in Tennessee to do that? And why would that be a part of an agreement? I mean, it was strange. So that's strange to me for this reason. We have not heard from the minister. And let me tell you something. I heard the prime minister when the prime minister said the buck stops with me. But everything about the prime minister's posture with respect to this BPL matter and the minister's absence speaks volumes. Let me tell you why. It's one thing for the prime minister to be touring the Blue Hill Station and speaking on BPL. His minister was not around, not even present. You say, but the minister was on vacation. Let me tell you something, what doesn't happen in a crisis. In a crisis, you don't have the luxury of being on vacation. That doesn't happen. I remember, and I think I shared this with you guys before, I was Minister of State for Finance. A hurricane was approaching Grand Bahama. In my head, as a member of parliament for a constituency in Grand Bahama, Marco City, I thought that I should be in Grand Bahama when that hurricane hit. It wasn't going to hit Nassau, only Grand Bahama. That's on Grand Bahama, Northern Bahamas. I called Mr. Ingram. I said, Mr. Ingram, I'm headed to Grand Bahama because I wanted to be in Grand Bahama when the hurricane hit. You know what the prime minister told me? He said, Trivago Lang, you are the Minister of State for Finance. He says you are to be in the capital because your responsibility is the entire Bahamas. Any number of us know what it was like to have vacation plans. And it wasn't even a BPL crisis that caused us to have to change those plans in order to either attend the House of Assembly or some other matter. But not only was the minister silent and the prime minister speaking, he wasn't even at her side. Secondly, in answer to the question why you couldn't hear from the minister, the prime minister says, the buck stops with me. But what does that mean? If the prime minister has to step into a matter and speak for a matter and deal with a matter, what is he saying about the capability of the minister he appointed over the matter? See, a minister, this isn't a parliamentary secretary. And this isn't a minister of state. This is a minister with portfolio. That responsibility, that place is her responsibility. Is the prime minister stepping into fine arts? Is he stepping into education? No. Why? Oh, you say you know crisis debt? You think you know real issues in them places? No, but if your minister is incapable of speaking to the public and inspiring confidence, and you therefore as the prime minister needs to step in to do that, you're saying volumes about your minister without saying a word. Okay, read it how you want, but that is a fact. That in a crisis, if you can't hear from the leadership of a ministry, it speaks volumes. And if the prime minister has to step in, it speaks even more volume. Now, your minister flies to Tennessee to participate in a signing of something that was already signed, that was only amended. I haven't even gotten into spending taxpayer money for this kind of stuff, man. Maybe it ain't necessary. I'm not even getting into that. I'm talking about a minister who is now doing something in relation to one aspect of a portfolio, while the bigger and larger aspect of a portfolio on whom she was the voice, the most vocal, the most expressive, the most, commanding voice on the matter. Silent. Silent. And that's okay. No, it's not. It's not okay. And notwithstanding how the prime minister thinks he is coming across as the man in charge, he's also doing volumes to speak to who he put in charge. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700, Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Craving crispy? Meet the BK Bacon Ranch Crispy Chicken. A golden crunchy chicken filet topped with smoky bacon, creamy ranch, and all the flavor you're hungry for. It's crispy. It's savory. It's ranch-loaded deliciousness in every bite. Don't settle for an ordinary chicken sandwich. Head to Burger King and grab a BK Bacon Ranch Crispy Chicken combo with onion rings and a drink. Make lunch loud. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's global medicine program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could call. You're listening in today. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. My friend called me, I get in all them subject matters, say, my life here, fair enough. We all cut differently. We are smart differently. We're not all smart the same way. Okay? So we're not all smart the same way. It's Texas. We need them photos, bro. People just like trips for anything. So, Mr. Lang, good afternoon. Wondering how it went with you leaving your son when you took him to college, university. You often spoke about him. Sounds like the relationship's very close. Does the house feel empty? I know you did your part as parent to prepare him. All the best for him. I was a little emotional the day before, but then I got to the university. I settled in. And he wasn't living with me actually for a couple of years. So, you know, I've been living in an empty house for a little while. Well, a host, solo host. So I'm used to it by now. I travel up and down to see everybody. It says, thank you. I've been saying the same for weeks. In crisis, you drop everything. I believe the PM should have convened the National Disaster Committee. What? People have been without power for weeks. All kinds of incidents could have happened in the all dark, fire being one, crime, medical emergencies, and on. The hospital lost power. This is no longer a BC alone issue. That's true. The first thing the PM needs to do when Kobe Davis returns is ask her to resign. The first thing he needs to do when she returns. First of all, a minister cannot travel for official business without the approval of cabinet. Okay? And a minister going on vacation cannot go on vacation without first saying to the Prime Minister, I intend to take vacation between this period and that period. If the period of time extends beyond 24 hours, then she has to recommend or he has to recommend a person to act as minister in their stead while they are gone. So even while she was out of office, there was a minister acting as a energy minister. Now, who that is, I do not know. If such a person is not named, the prime minister becomes the acting minister for that ministry. So there is always a minister for the ministry. But the substantive minister, you only act and you don't act substantively. You really only act in ceremonious ways and in more routine ways. But in a matter of crisis, you are the appointed portfolio minister. You are supposed to bring yourself back to the Bahamas and tend to your matter. And more often than not, a prime minister will insist that such a thing happens if you don't get the message. All right? But there was always a minister acting, to be sure. Who that was, I wasn't told. I don't know. But presumably it was the prime minister because he said he's dealing with the matter. This text says, hey, Lang, just say it. The minister in charge of BPL was in Europe standing in a wedding during the outage. I don't know that to be the case. I know the minister traveled. I don't know what the details are. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang. And did the PM miss his role as minister works? The PM really is the buck. I recall the man who ripped up the road to see if this buck. No retreat. It says, Lang, she only traveled to America to shut the mouths of people who said she's scared to travel to states. She proved them wrong. Really? You think that's what it's about? So, man, you making silly assertions as usual. The prime minister could speak on any matter if he wishes to do so. You speak about Mr. Ingram riding around visiting various projects. You continue to try hard to make the government look bad. In the midst of power outage, we rather this government manage it than those other guys. And once again, you are a foolish, sycophantic partisan. Did I say the prime minister could not speak on a matter? Anybody, y'all listening to the show, because obviously this person has wax in their ears. You listening to the show or something in their brain. Did I say the prime minister couldn't speak on the matter? Or did I say that the prime minister, notwithstanding speaking on the matter, the minister was not at his side and the minister has not spoken? Which one of them y'all heard me say? Because this obvious partisan clearly ain't listening to Z-Live today. But of course, as usual, same old garbage, same old nonsense. Stay tuned. Keep it up. Can I help you, brother? And I'm making silly assertions. Do you know what you have to be answering a silly assertion? If the session is silly, and you spending time answering me, what would that make you? So, bro, don't get hurt. Don't hurt your feelings. See, some of us love the country more than we love parties. You are clearly not one of them. Okay? Some of us love the country more than we love parties. Okay? And all I'm doing is speaking about my observation. If you made your observation, cool. Okay? My observation is, if you are the prime minister and you are speaking on a matter and have an appointed minister and we haven't heard from the minister in weeks and weeks, only somebody who is absolutely ignorant or sycophantically partisan could think that's okay. Only such a person could think that that's okay. That. And it ain't only me commenting on it. But of course, you know, I'm the only silly one. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Managing your investments just got easier with RF Bank and Trust. You can now deposit funds directly into your investment account from any local bank using your brokerage cash account number. It's simple, secure, and funds are available within 1 to 2 business days. Just log into RF Online to find your account number, add RF Bank and Trust as a payee in your preferred banking app, and send your funds directly to your RF account. To learn more, visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust, money at work.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, letting you know that you're not alone.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want in these final moments of the show to call or text, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text is Mr. Lang, Papa Feeling EAJ. This message does not help the FNM at all. Well, I would definitely agree it doesn't. In the public way it was stated and came out. Yeah, could be an issue. Says, this text says, waste of time, ran into them at the airport. Oh, you mean Kobe Davis and those? I'm a talk about Ms. Ingram's comments. I will at some point. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
How you doing, Mr. Lang?
Right here, man. Right here. What's going on?
I said, if anyone want to talk to you, they're going to talk to you. I said, because remember 1992, right? Mm. When Papa went for the first time. Mm. I was a boy. I born in 1982, so I was about 10 years old. And I can remember because, you know, living with my mommy and my grammy, there was F&M's. Mm. And when Papa went, that was like the best thing sliced bread. Remember, everybody went outside, getting their car with the F&M paraphernalia on, and everybody at the road, and that's all they hear. I don't care. Now, at that age, I don't know how long Mr. Ingram was buying for the PM. But at some point, he had to be given an opportunity to allow his vision to take form and take shape, and for then others to see it and to grab onto it and then give him the win. See? Then coming up as a young man in high school, I can remember you and Pintard. You all were like the mentors or the motivators for young men, aspirations for young men like myself, because y'all was the only ones really out there who, young, in parliament, politics, making sense, doing things. So, like, okay, I don't be like a Lang, I don't be like a Pintard. When you talk about who you don't be like as behemoths, it's my story, that's what I come up seeing as a young man. And now at 43, what life has taught me, I'm still proud to be Bahamian, but for some reason, we see Bahamians different when we leave and go off and come back. For some reason, people don't see us as the Bahamian that we is. For some reason, we're a different type of Bahamian. And so it makes it hard and challenges for persons who want to now contribute to society in a positive way. Now, my thing is, I say all that to say is, when me as a young man here was has said by Mr. Ingram that take me back, and it made me kind of like, why would he say something like that at a time when this is just an infancy? A young man now in perspective to him, to Mr. Pintard, why would he want to cast a shadow of doubt versus a hope of motivation that he see a vision before in the forward? Because Moses didn't see the promise, but he saw the confidence in the man God had chosen to say, hey, take us forward. Mm. And so as a young man, and as a young voter, and as a young politician, I felt like, you know, that wasn't the right thing I should have heard, especially if you didn't even have a choice. Mm. You know, you wouldn't mind if you had a choice, and then we could have compared something, but you say, well, I don't even know what to choose, but it kind of, you know, it's like, come on, give us a break. And I just felt like I wanted to chime in and say that to you. Because my grammy and my old family, just about all of them was F&M. Mm. I just independent, you see. And so I understand from an Oak side, the commitment people put in for these organizations, when they believe in the leader, and when someone like that says something, how that makes it even easier to now push forward versus create tension and stagnation. And because you don't need that in a time when things are really challenging for our nation.
Mm. I got you, brother. I got you. So I got you. Well said. Well said. Thanks a lot. Yes, we have a call on the, another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hello. Hi. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Hey, ma, listen, how are you trying to get to? Anyway, I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you for that.
Whenever I get a chance, I listen to the show. About 2 weeks back, yeah, I know that it was thought about the money that been moved for $255 million, right? I know one keep an account or say anything positively related to it.
Yeah, I coming back to that this week.
listen, man. I have a move in mind. And I piggyback on it. I say, you know what happened? In my opinion, I stand to be corrected, you know, that that money was moved for the campaign. The reason I say it is this. You remember the by-election at Bimini and West End after Obi's death, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was proven that, $250,000 thereabouts of the public money was used to deal with the campaign. So my take is, if you move that amount of money for a single constituency in a by-election, what type of money you might have been needing to deal with a general election with 41 seats or 41 constituencies? My thing is now, like I said, it's time to be corrected. So, you know, you have donors and sponsors and all.
Mm.
Whoever was running in whatever particular constituency, hey, whatever donation you get, you hold that in your pocket. We're going to use this money to fund the campaign, the election. Now, unfortunately to me now, it was made public that this money was removed before they had a chance to put it back. So there lies the problem. So now, if you use the money for D, which was supposed to be in for B, how can you explain it? Because you don't reach D yet. I'm, like I say, I'm outsider looking in, and I'm only winding my mind back in time as to what happened in the past, what was revealed. If it was a clear cut explanation, why nobody could explain it?
And that's the thing right there. That's the thing right there. If you don't want speculation like yours, you don't want people thinking the things that you're thinking, and you know you're thinking it, and I can't say you can't think it. You can tell me what happened to the money.
Yeah. Like I say, man. Hey, you know. It's Ivan, look here, unless you politically informed it, you don't see a problem with that, because I look at it like this. 90% of the persons have a bank account. You never check when you go to the ATM and you withdraw whatever money. You look at the paper, you don't look at the silver, whatever the change may be. So, now, with them, with the general election going on, hey, listen to me. People right now, they're so politically intoxicated, they ain't checking for nothing. This so happens to come out before. So now it's public knowledge. But, Manu, I agree with you. I listen to you and the lady. I'm a frequent listener, like I say, but the first time caller, I try to call no longer than Friday. Y'all playing so much music, I couldn't even get you. But, something have to be funny. Listen, man.
Keep listening up. This week we coming back at that. So keep listening, okay?
Okay. Now another thing. If I am allowed, with the BPL situation, the prime minister making a national address last week about the power outages and all. But is he aware, or was he aware of the fact that probably 75-80% of the persons couldn't even listen to what he said because the power was off?
I'm not sure, brother, but I think he might be. I think he might have been now.
Hey, what's your mind? Listen to me. You take the seat. Him and Mr. Mitchell, they say, okay, hey, all the inheritors, be inheritors. That's fine. But they had just say 4 years to deal with it. Mr. Lang, I give you a simple illustration. I can be hanging up and going. If you was a barber and you lease a barber saloon for 2 years and you had your customers come in and nobody, none of your customers ever needed to use the bathroom, you realize, okay, this is a good area. I'm going to renew my lease agreement. You renew your lease agreement. 2 months later, you have a customer come and need to use the bathroom. Which you can tell them, the person who been here before me didn't fix the bathroom. But you've been using the same establishment for 2 years. So why didn't you fix the bathroom?
Two years and 3 months.
Come
Thank
on,
you, my brother.
Mr. Lang.
Good illustration. I understand. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. We have another call on the line. Oh, they must have hung up. Sorry about that. Say, Lang, didn't the people ask Ingram for destroying their business during the roadworks and they got paid and fire him? So why does government don't pay the customers for the loss? Let's be fair. Okay, but I think, I didn't tell you before, the government should give you 1 month free power. They could pick which is. You should get a month free. Is it good afternoon? At the very least, it is bad optics for the substantive minister to be MIA or absent during a time of national crisis. Things that make you go, add that one to your Friday playlist. So, Mr. Lang, the weather too hot for trickery. The Bahamians aren't fools. The wrong time and wrong season for playing with the light switches and blaming it on the rain. this text says, good afternoon, who is responsible for residential garbage collection, because the garbage on West Bay Street in the Love Beach area has not been picked up in 3 weeks. Wow. I'm not sure what is going on, but my apologies for messaging you outside of your topic. Thank you for your assistance. Well, I hope they heard. 3 weeks, that's a long time. This text says, don't read, okay. I don't know if y'all send me a run in the wrist that I can get red. It says, that's we read for. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, listen, so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. Thank you for joining us. God's Quest Life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. I have a surprise for you all on Wednesday. I'm going to announce it tomorrow. But Wednesday, I have a surprise for you. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon. God bless. Whatever weather, cold or warm, sun, you know.